In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Saint Francis Regis more than once demonstrated by his example and his life the manner in which we should receive fraternal correction. According to his custom, his usual custom, when preaching missions, he preached most zealously to all the faithful, and on one occasion, his companion, who was still very young and not yet a priest, found fault with some of the things he had said, and especially with the manner in which he treated his subject, which the young man condemned as being too simple. The holy man listened humbly and then said in a friendly tone, "I thank you for having been so good as to warn me of my fault." What would he not have said, and how great would not his gratitude have been if his companion had warned him of some actual, real fault against one of the commandments? Minocchius tells us of a nobleman who found hospitality for some days with the Bishop of Verona, who honored and esteemed him very much on account of his great natural gifts. But one fault of table manners the bishop noticed in him at table, and therefore, when the nobleman had left the house, the bishop sent a letter after him, saying that he thanked him for the honor he had done his house, and that he took the liberty of sending him a small present, which he hoped he would accept. The nobleman looked for the present, but all he found was a little box containing a piece of paper with an admonition calling his attention to the one fault he had committed at table. And how do you think he took it? "Would to God," he said, "that such presents were more common among men, for if they were, men would be much richer and better than they are. So greet the bishop for me," he said to the messenger, "and offer him my most heartfelt thanks, for I shall never during my whole life forget the valuable present he has given me. Of all the benefits he conferred on me while I was in his house, there is none that I value so highly as this correction and warning, that I will try at once to profit by it." As long as he lived, he kept up a constant correspondence with the bishop in order to show his gratitude and desire for his friendship. These and many others like them knew what a great benefit it is to be corrected in a fraternal and charitable manner. In times past, even, many families had the custom of making their children kiss the rod with which they would beat them to show them that they should look upon punishment as a benefit and that they should respect even the instrument with which it's administered. If fraternal correction and admonition were usual presents among men, and if they were always received with a thankful heart, what a benefit that would be, and how much it would improve the lives and morals of Christians of our day. How many sins and vices would be avoided? How many sinners would be converted? How many scandals removed? And there would be a far greater number of devout servants of God who would have the courage to warn their neighbor of his faults, whereas now so many feel they must keep silence, and they have a good reason for fearing that their correction, instead of earning gratitude, will excite only hatred, and instead of doing good, only make matters worse. But how small is the number of those who take fraternal correction with humility and thankfulness and look on it as a real benefit. Instead of being grateful to the well-meaning doctor who prescribes for their diseases, they act like those sick people who, when they're forbidden certain kinds of food and drink, turn away from the doctor with aversion and disgust and will have no more to do with them. Instead of being grateful to the good friend who is willing to aid their poor souls with spiritual alms, they act like those who, although they are actually poor, will try through pride to pass themselves off as rich people. If you give them an alms, they might exclaim, "What do you take me for? You think I'm a beggar? Keep your alms for yourself. I don't need it." Instead of being grateful to the guide who's shown them where they've gone astray, they act like a foolish traveler who, upon being told by a peasant whom he meets in the way that he's lost the right road, begins to abuse and curse him. Let it not be so with us, dear faithful. When we have the sometimes austere experience of receiving a just fraternal correction from our neighbor, let us see it as a little visitation from our Lord. Remember that our Lord was not always able to say nice things to his hearers. In fact, and indeed, he issued many rebukes, and he constantly warned them of the danger of hell. If we can bring ourselves to receive corrections with courage and gratitude, this will keep our feet or bring them back to the straight and narrow way, which alone leads to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.